Welcome to the end of religious Christianity. If you're truly born again, you've got the joy of the Lord inside of your spirit. You've got power inside of your spirit. My gift from God is to move you into your spirit, man, where God is, where you know all things, where things present and things to come are yours. Come with me into the kingdom of God. Hey church, welcome back to Kingdom Dynamics Podcast, where you will understand the kingdom of Jesus Christ. You need to understand that Jesus Christ is a king. He came to establish a kingdom. I know you don't get this, but the religion of Christianity is not the kingdom of God. For example, the Bible says that any homosexual will not inherit the kingdom of God. But certainly our churches have homosexuals in them. So Jesus Christ says that at the end of the age, he is going to send his angels and they are going to weed out. I said they're going to weed out of his kingdom everything that is evil. Jesus said to allow the wheat and the weeds, the wheat and the tares, to grow together until the end of the age. He said the kingdom of heaven is like a big haul of fish where they are all gathered together and then they separate the good from the bad. Listen to me. The kingdom of God is a government. Isaiah chapter 9 says the kingdom of God is a government. The Bible says the government will be on Jesus's shoulders. Now listen, a kingdom is by very definition combative. A kingdom is by very definition expanding. The Bible says in Revelation that the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God. Every territory that is not in the kingdom of God must be conquered. It's going to get to the place where every tongue confesses and every knee bows. There was no empire, whether it be Spain or England, the British Empire, the Spaniards, Genghis Khan, there was no kingdom that was ever satisfied. The Roman kingdom, every kingdom is either expanding, aggressively expanding through war, through displacement, or it is disappearing. Now, Jesus said in Matthew 13 that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent take it by force. Colossians chapter 1 says that we were transferred from the kingdom of darkness, and that word there is ignorance, to the kingdom of light. So what I'm telling you is that the kingdom of God is advancing. The kingdom of God is moving forward and it's taking territory. But currently, the kingdom of God exists only inside of people. So the Holy Spirit fell on the day of Pentecost. And what we know by that is that there were some physical bodies that were filled with the Holy Spirit. There were some physical people who were waiting in that physical upper room who received the spiritual Holy Spirit. You see, even Jesus Christ himself found it illegal to influence the earth without a body. John chapter 1 says that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So what we see here is that Jesus needed a body. Christ needed a body to be able to influence this physical world. And he continues to need a body. He needs your body. The reason the kingdom of God has a healthcare system is because it is in the interest of the kingdom for the church to be here. Let me tell you, if your body is sick, then you are unable to influence this earth. Even demonic spirits desire to be inside of a physical body, because without a physical body, they cannot influence the physical world. the demons at the garrisons wanted to be cast into the pigs because they needed there to be a physical body. The reason demons want to possess a man all throughout the Bible and today is because a demon is an unclean spirit. Unclean spirit means illegal. Those spirits are unclean and they don't have a body. So Jesus needed a body to be able to influence the earth. This is a very consistent message. It is the message of the kingdom of God that unfortunately most Christians don't even know because they're not in the kingdom of God. Jesus said, "On that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord,' and I will say that I never knew you." He said, "Wide is the path that leads to destruction, and few find it. But narrow is the path that leads to life." Is it possible that you don't understand the kingdom? Isaiah chapter 55, God says, and it says, "And he saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him." Isaiah was saying that God needed a man. God needs you. He needs your physical body. Jesus needed a physical body to be able to influence the earth. The church is the physical body of Jesus Christ. We are the temple of his Holy Spirit. Without the church on the earth, God cannot influence the earth. God used Abraham. He talked with Moses. He talked with Abraham. He talked with Adam and Eve. He talked with Noah. God does nothing, the Bible says, without first revealing it to his prophets. You see, Christians don't understand the kingdom. They don't understand, most of them, that Psalm 115 says that the heaven belongs to God, but the earth he has given to man. When you understand the kingdom, you will understand everything else. I'm telling you the truth. Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom, and all else will be added to you as well." And I've experienced this to be true. The highway of holiness is a relationship with God, but it's also experiencing the kingdom of God. And in this episode, what I want to briefly explain, and this came back from my writing of my book, I couldn't believe that people didn't know this. And so I've been asked to include this in the book and to expand on it. But the devil wants to keep you sick. He wants you to die early because your body is your legal ability to disempower him, to dethrone him. Your physical body is the only way that Holy Spirit is going to manifest in the earth. Whether you lay hands on the sick, whether you pray in tongues, your body is required for that legally to occur. 1 Timothy says, I believe it's chapter 2, that the church is the pillar and the grounding of the truth. In other words, like a pillar, like electricity, like lightning or a pillar, there needs to be an earthing of the truth. The truth there is the word reality. So heaven travels through the church, through your physical body. The truth of the reality of heaven is planted on the earth. Isaiah 57 says, "Planted, that I might plant the heavens." God has only ever wanted earth to look like heaven. Jesus said to pray that, to pray, "Father, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So heaven is God's throne. The earth is his footstool. Heaven is the Lord's, but the earth he has given to man. So God wants man, who is a copy of God, to copy heaven on earth. So earth is a copy of heaven, and man is a copy of God. And man, when he is filled with the Holy Spirit, is the way, the vehicle, the portal, the gateway, the conduit, the pillar of truth, the grounding of heaven. If the devil can kill you, then you are no earthly good. Paul said it this way, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And so Paul said, I know that even though I want to die and be with Jesus, that's what Paul said, even though I want to die and be with Jesus, I know that I'm going to stay. I'm going to remain on this earth in my tent body, because without it, I'm not going to be any use to you, church. So the kingdom of God has a military. It's called the host of heaven. It's called angels. Jesus said that he could call 10 legions of angels if he wanted to. He said that to Herod. He said that to Pilate, rather. He said, I could call 10 legions of angels, because the military in the kingdom of God are not the church. I said the military are not the church, but the military in the kingdom of God are angels. The church are the citizens. So citizens ask, citizens seek, citizens knock. Citizens demand their rights. Citizens go to Parliament House or Washington, D.C., and they lobby the government. They ask, they vote. So you, as a citizen of the kingdom of heaven, are required primarily to vote. You don't go to war. No, the army goes to war. The citizens stay in Washington and vote while the army go to Afghanistan and fight. So Christians are not meant to fight in that sense. We fight the good fight of faith. If you read Ephesians 6 carefully, it doesn't tell you to fight. It tells you to vote. It tells you to pray. It tells you to stand. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, put on. It's about position. It's about legality. It's got nothing to do with, you know, running around screaming. Citizens vote. I want you to say that out loud. Citizens vote. The kingdom of God also, as well as having a military, it has a minister of finance. He's called the Holy Spirit. It has a healthcare department. It has a safety net. Okay, it has an embassy. The kingdom of God has an embassy on the earth. It's called the church. I'm not going to get into this now, because you can listen to other podcast episodes and you can buy my book, God Men, which will be out any day now. It's due in September on Amazon as a paperback, God Men. But what I'm trying to tell you is that the healthcare system provides everything it needs for its citizens. In Australia, you don't need any money. You can go to the hospital and give birth to a baby for free. My wife and I had two babies in the public system. We had our own private room with a double bed, you know, where we could stay overnight, and it was completely free. And nurses came to our house, you know, afterwards and helped us. And it was completely free, because Australia has a healthcare system. Now, the kingdom of God has an interest in your health, because Jesus died for you and he paid a precious price and he wants a reward. He does not want you to die early. So this isn't about you, you know, asking for healing like you don't know whether God's going to give it to you. No. This is about you getting angry. This is, as I said, the kingdom is one of conquest. A kingdom is one of conflict. The kingdom of God is a fight. It is always expanding. To be friends with the world, James 4 says, is to be the enemy of God. If you are really in the kingdom of God, you are going to hate the world. I'm not talking about hating people, but you are not going to be like them. You are not going to be conformed to the pattern of the world. You are going to be a warrior. Because a kingdom is a violent, aggressive place. Jesus said, I did not come to bring peace, but I came to bring a sword. Jesus said, the members of your own household will be your enemies. Why? Because the kingdom causes confrontation. Say that again. The kingdom causes confrontation. If you're a friend of the world, and if you're not experiencing confrontation everywhere you go, then you're probably not in the kingdom of God. If you are in the kingdom of God, then you are displacing darkness everywhere you go. You have to meet that need. You have to tell people to repent. You have to cast out the devil. Everywhere you go is going to be a fight. But it's a good fight because it's one that you don't lose. So just wrapping up here, and as I said, this is for me just like 0.0 basic common knowledge. I didn't realize people didn't know this, but it came back from the editors. But what I want you to know is that in the kingdom of God, your health is provided for. In the kingdom of God, your finances are provided for. Think about Jesus multiplying the bread. Think about Jesus paying his taxes by fishing and grabbing a coin out of the fish's mouth. I know Peter grabbed it. In the kingdom, it is in the interest of the kingdom that you are healthy. So listen, the healthcare system in the kingdom of God is called the church. The church has people in it who have a gift of the Holy Spirit. There's a gift called healing. If you are sick, the Bible says, go to the elders and be anointed with oil. That is part of the healthcare system. The Bible says that God sent his word and healed you. That is part of the healthcare system. There's an angel who is going to touch you right now. I want you to put up your hand right now. Put up your hand. There's an angel, and I send the word to heal you. There's an angel who is going to hold your hand, and you are going to receive healing. The word is going to heal you. The Bible says that the word of God is a lamp unto your feet and health. I said health unto your bones. So in the kingdom of God, there's a healthcare system. It's called the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's called the laying on of hands. It's called deliverance. Remember, don't forget this, Christian. Please, hear me now. Most of the people, many of the people Jesus Christ healed, the Bible says they were oppressed by the devil. So don't look for healing without first looking for deliverance. Because 99% of the time, your sickness is a devil. So Jesus went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. So there's a biblical connection. There's a kingdom connection to sickness and the demonic. So right now, I break the power of Satan over your life. I declare the word of God, which says, by Jesus' stripes, you are already healed. I command cancer to go in Jesus' name. I command healing to come in your mortal body. I speak to your body in the name of Jesus and I say, you are healed. I say, you be healed. Be healed right now. I turn off those cancer cells. There's a switch in heaven and I just said to turn it off. I've just turned it off. Your cancer cells are not your cancer cells anymore. They are dead, and I have forbidden them from multiplying. You will not multiply cancer cells. I have turned you off. Thank you, Father. I turn off those cells. I turn them off. And in the same way, I remove the demonic. I just right now remove the demonic. I go into the third heaven where Jesus is, where I stand, where I'm seated with Christ in the heavenly realms, and I just disempower. And I declare those demon spirits that have affected your physical body, that have affected your mind, that have affected your mitochondria, that have affected your brain chemistry, I declare them closed off and illegal right now in Jesus' name. And I release a freedom over you right now. I want you to know that money is exactly the same. The kingdom of God has provided a finance minister to you. The kingdom of God has a safety net for you. Like in my country, you get at least $1,000 a fortnight, even if you just want to stay home and do nothing, because there's a safety net. And the devil doesn't want you to have a dollar. If you have a dollar, he thinks you stole from him, but actually it all belongs to you. The devil has been dethroned. He doesn't have the earth anymore. Jesus took the keys off him. So it's now been given to the church. So literally everything on earth, all of the gold is mine, says the Lord. Everything on the earth, every human, every man, every woman, every child, every animal, all of the money belongs to the church, belongs to God. So, but you need to take it by force, because like a kingdom colonizing another country, you need to implement the kingdom. When Australia was taken over by England, when India was taken over by England, the English sent a governor. The governor's job was to enforce the ways of the Kingdom of England on India, on Australia, on Canada. So the Indians drink tea, they wear long shirts, long socks, and a tie. They have a parliament. They speak English in India. The buildings are still there. Some of the businesses are still there because the governor was responsible to make India look like England. Now, the governor is the Holy Spirit, and he is making the world, the earth, look like heaven. And he's doing it through you, and you're the church, you're the embassy. And so I release finances over your life right now. I want you to understand this crazy concept. In the 1920s, 30s, 40s, there were people who were called faith healers. They were called faith healers even though they weren't really healing anyone. Wasn't God healing them? Wasn't the Holy Spirit the one who was moving in those tents? Wasn't the Holy Spirit the one who was pulling people out of wheelchairs? Well, yes and no. The Holy Spirit, through Smith Wigglesworth, through Oral Roberts, through Catherine Kuhlman, and through you and I, is going to pull people out of wheelchairs, is going to raise the dead. But they called those men. I said they called those men faith healers. So what I'm saying to you is, by faith, they caused a supernatural event to occur. It was not normal or natural or reasonable or legal or physically possible for people to be healed, for goiters to fall from people's faces, for cancers to dissolve. It wasn't legal or normal for people to wake up from the dead. But they used the faith of God and the Spirit of God inside of them to legally enforce the reality that was legal in heaven. Now, listen to me. They were called faith healers. But what I'm saying to you is there's a lot more than just faith. And there's a lot more than just physical healing in the kingdom. Sozo tells us that we have physical healing, emotional healing, financial healing, spiritual healing, and every other area. So I'm right now manifesting the kingdom of God as a faith prosperer. I am doing what they did in the physical body, but I'm doing it in finance. I release finances over your life right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Whether it's illegal, whether it's improbable, whether it's reasonable, whether it's physically possible, I declare your debts are paid in full. I declare that heaven is going to provide for you right now. I declare that you own a house. I declare that you lend and you don't borrow. I use my faith to enforce the prosperity of the kingdom of God And that includes your physical healing, that includes your medical and mental healing, that includes your financial healing, that includes your emotional healing, that includes your social healing. You know, many of us today in the church need social healing. We need to become codependent on God, and we need to become healthily dependent on others. We need to be seen. We need to allow our light to shine in the darkness. And so I, again, release my faith for your social healing. I declare that you are socially blessed. People listening under my voice are going to receive the Order of Australia Medal. They're going to receive government recognition. They're going to receive awards. They're going to be written about Australian story because you are socially prosperous in Jesus' name. I hope you've enjoyed this, you know, basic foundational message on the kingdom of God. I want to encourage you to go back and listen to every episode of the Kingdom Dynamics podcast. Thank you for listening. I've been Jonathan. Have a great afternoon.